Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Champa Chump, Gator, we do this every Monday. My champ of the weekend is Brooks Koepka, dominated. Got a little sketchy on Sunday, but Brooks Koepka, who's elevating himself into discussions where people are saying, you know, Brooks Koepka, Tiger-like. I don't know. It's early.
Well, he's won four of the last eight majors, which is really impressive. And he's only won six tournaments in his life, and four of them are majors. Now, he's just kind of burst on the scene as being this dominant golfer over the last couple of years. Great. What a time to do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he looks the part. He's obviously physically, he's stronger than probably everybody else on tour. And mentally is the part that everybody was raving about yesterday. He was great.
Your champ of the weekend is?
Got to go with Bodie Express. Come on, man. If you watch the Preakness, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't watch the Preakness, watch for Bodie Express.
Watch the Preakness, apparently you're everyone because nobody watched
Well, right, but you had to see the highlights.
Yes.
Because it's the horse that captivated the world on Saturday at the Preakness after it launched his jockey right out of the gate. Horse continued the race without a jockey, even finished ahead of a couple of entrants. And for good measure, Bodie Express said, I'm not done. I'm going on a victory lap. And ran a whole other lap without anybody stopping it. Without the jockey. Unbelievable.
Let's get to our chump nominations. Chump is the weather. I hate gray skies, and there's no relief in sight. In fact, the last two mornings, I've woken up early, and the early mornings have been full-throttle Michigan summer.
Yesterday was beautiful.
Only to deteriorate quickly.
Well, then
and today,
out.
The same thing. I walked outside, and I'm like, this is a beautiful day. Deteriorated quickly. And then I looked at the future forecast. Clouds, 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 rain, clouds, rain, rain, clouds, clouds. And I'm like, oh, come on, give us some sun. Our weather might jump on a weekend. Yours?
I'm not sure. I'm just not sure where to go with this. Wait, I have an idea. Game of Thrones, what the hell was that last night? That's how you finished one of the great series of all time? One of the great television shows. People, hey, what should I binge watch? Binge watch Game of Thrones. Now it comes to the caveat, binge watch Game of Thrones. Skip the final episode. And they can't skip it because you got to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But you watch it being pissed.
So get your champ and chump nominations in.
Suck.
You know, it's really hard to pull off a series finale for a series that's so, so damn good. But we thought they could do it, right, Gator? I think we had really high hopes for... I mean, I think before the season started, though, you asked me and Gator, what are the chances they disappoint, right?
Yep.
We both thought, they'll be fine. They're going to figure a way how to do this, right? I mean, they'll do this, right? Boy, were we wrong.
Not even close,
I mean,
apparently.
What the F, man? What was that?
I don't know what that was, dude.
Was the live studio audience going to get up and applaud at the end? I don't even know what the hell we were watching. It's like the show went away from what made it great.
Is it all a dream? Maybe it's all a dream.
At one point, my wife Jackie turned to me and goes, is this a dream? Like, it's
really?
I don't know. That might have been better than what we got. Gator is so pissed.
I originally thought I was just disappointed. Now I'm pissed.
Your disappointment has turned into a mad anger.
It's both. They're both there.
Yeah, you're worked up.
Well, I mean... I invested a lot, and I've defended the show an awful lot. It's just a terrible way to finish it off. What a great series, you know? We do this maybe once a year or so. When we get ready for, winter break, and we say, hey, what's a show we should binge watch? And people come up with fantastic ideas of shows to binge watch. We've taken them up on their advice. Remember, yep. you watched Walking Dead.
Yep.
Got caught up on five seasons of Walking Dead, and you couldn't wait. I'm like, oh, okay. And then you said, this is a great series. You got to watch it. So I started watching it, and I watched five seasons in like 2 weeks.
Now I think it's taking a turn.
And you stopped watching it.
Although I'm back on Fear.
Well, I can't wait for that to fire back up. Did you finally get caught up on Fear?
No.
Ugh, get caught up already. People said, you got to watch The Wire. I'm like, all right, whatever. And I was hooked. And The Wire was fantastic for a show, for a series that came out in the early 2000s. And I think it was only five seasons worth. What a fantastic show that was. And everybody comes up with these great ideas. And I haven't gotten around to it, whether it's Sons of Anarchy or Breaking Bad. I tried to watch Breaking Bad. I just couldn't get into it. Other great series. Justified's great. And The Americans are great. All these great series, right?
Yep.
Game of Thrones is number one for people that they'll say, well, you got to watch it. It's great. It's not for everybody because not everybody likes that whole fantasy kind of feel, the Dungeons and Dragons, if you will, feel to it. I get that. That's fine. So it's not for everybody. But if, for people that are interested, if you're at all interested, watch it. It's fantastic. And then that's how you wrap it up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.